Chapter 16.
I know you don't believe anything happened last night, but I think we should try to contact the other world again, Felicity whispers to me. We're standing in the middle of the cavernous ballroom, waiting for Mrs. Nightwing to begin our dance instruction. Above us, four chandeliers drip crystals whose light cuts dazzling squares into the marble floors below. I don't think that's a very good idea, I say, choking back my panic. Why not? Are your feelings hurt that you didn't feel what the rest of us did?
Don't be ridiculous, I snort,
a sound that seems to accompany my lies, which is most unfortunate. I'm on the road to becoming a snorting fool these days.
What then?
I happen to find it dull, that's all.
Dull?
Felicity's mouth hangs open.
You call that dull?
Dull is what we're about to experience in a moment. Pippa's standing with Cecily and her crowd, desperately trying to get Felicity's attention.
Fee, come stand over here with us. Mrs. Nightwing's about to pair us off.
Each time I start to like Pippa, she does something like this to make me despise her again. It's so nice to be loved, I mutter under my breath. Felicity looks over at the fashionable crowd and turns her back on them, rather obviously and deliberately. Pippa's face falls. I can't help gloat just a little bit.
Ladies, may I have your attention, please?
Mrs. Nightwing's voice booms across the room.
Today we are going to practice our waltzing. Remember, posture is paramount. You must pretend your spine is on a string, pulled by God himself.
Makes it sound as if we're God's puppets, Anne mumbles.
We are, if you believe Reverend Waite and Mrs. Nightwing, Felicity says with a wink.
Is there something you wish to share with us all, Miss Worthington?
No, Mrs. Nightwing, forgive me. Mrs. Nightwing takes a moment, letting us squirm under her scrutiny.
Miss Worthington, you shall partner with Miss Bradshaw. Miss Temple with Miss Poole, and Miss Cross, you will please partner with Miss Doyle.
Of all the luck, Pippa lets out a petulant sigh and stands sullenly in front of me, throwing a glance to Felicity, who shrugs. Don't look to me. It's not my fault, I say.
You lead. I want to be the woman, Pippa snaps.
We shall take turns leading and being led. Everyone shall have a chance, Mrs. Nightwing says wearily. Now then, ladies, arms held high. Do not let your elbows droop. Posture, always posture. Many a lady's chances of securing a good marriage prospect have rested on her perfect carriage.
Especially if it's a private carriage attached to a good deal of money, Felicity jokes.
Miss Worthington,
Mrs. Nightwing warns. Felicity straightens like Cleopatra's needle. Satisfied, the headmistress cranks the arm of the Victrola and drops the needle onto a phonograph. The measured bars of a waltz fill the room.
And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, feel the music. Miss Doyle, watch your feet. Small, ladylike steps. You are a gazelle, not an elephant. Ladies, hold yourselves erect. You'll never find a husband looking down on the floor.
She's obviously never seen some of those men after a few brandies, Felicity whispers, waltzing by. Mrs. Nightwing claps sharply.
There is to be no talking. Men do not find chatty women attractive. Count the music aloud, please. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and switch leads. 1, 2, 3.
The switch confuses Elizabeth and Cecily, who both try to lead. They steer straight into Pippa and me. We collide into Anne and Felicity, and the lot of us fall to the floor in a heap. The music stops abruptly.
If you dance with so little grace, your season will be over before it begins. May I remind you, ladies, that this is not a game. The London season is very serious business. It is your chance to prove yourselves worthy of the duties that will be bestowed upon you as wives and mothers. And more importantly, your conduct is a reflection upon the very soul of Spence.
There's a knock at the door, and Mrs. Nightwing excuses herself while we struggle to our feet. No one helps Anne. I offer her a hand up. She takes it shyly, not meeting my eyes, still embarrassed over last night's honesty.
"Spence has a soul," I say, attempting a joke to put us at ease.
"It's not funny," Pippa says hotly. "Some of us want to better ourselves. I've heard you're silently graded from the moment you walk in the door of your first ball. I don't want to be gossiped about as that girl who can't dance."
"Do relax, Pippa," Felicity says, straightening her skirt. "You will do just fine. You're not going to be left a spinster. Surely Mr. Bumble will see to that."
Pippa's aware that all eyes are on her. "I don't believe I said I would be marrying Mr. Bumble, did I? After all, I might meet someone very special at a ball."
"Like a duke or a lord," Elizabeth says dreamily. "That's what I'd want."
"Exactly."
Pippa gives Felicity a superior little smile.
Something hard glints in Felicity's eyes.
"Dear Pip, you're not starting in on that fantasy again, are you?"
Pippa's holding fast to her debutante smile. "What fantasy?"
"The one currently floating through your head on gossamer wings. The one where your true love is a prince looking for his princess, and you just happen to have the dress in your closet, neatly pressed."
Pippa's trying hard to maintain her composure. "Well, a woman should always set her sights higher."
"That's high talk from a merchant's daughter."
Felicity folds her arms across her chest. The air is alive, the room charged. Pippa's cheeks flush. "You're not exactly in the position to be giving advice, are you, with your family history?"
"What are you implying?" Felicity says, with an icy cool.
"I'm not implying anything. I'm stating a fact. For whatever else my parents may be, at least my mother isn't..."
She stops cold.
"Isn't what?"
Felicity growls.
"I think I hear Mrs. Nightwing coming," Anne says nervously. "Yes, could we please stop all this bickering?" Cecily says. She tries to pull Felicity away, with no luck. Felicity moves closer to Pippa.
"No, if Pippa has something to say about my character, I, for one, would like to hear it. At least your mother isn't a what?"
Pippa squares her shoulders. "At least my mother isn't a whore,"